back. We're in the second hour taking calls. My name is Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about the egregious lies that we've been told, and we're discussing sharing the truth with our family, particularly our family, and the need for that, and exactly how we might do that. I didn't say in the beginning, and I should have, that if you've got a partner, a husband or a wife, it sure would pay to go over a list of what you want to talk about and agree. Because at one time I started a conversation and he didn't agree with me and it didn't go very well, and I realized I better try to pick the topics I know we can agree on when we're both in the room together, or it doesn't go well, folks. It didn't go well. And one of the things that I think is so important, and that's why it was number one on my list, is the media. The media is atrocious, and they're still entrapped in that bunch of lies. And that also would give you an opportunity to tell your family members to tune in to RBN, because you can handle the truth. And RBN has some great programming. Okay, got that in, and happy to do so. Okay, we have a caller from Wisconsin. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am. How do you do?
Hi.
This is one of the most egregious lies that I believe has been perpetrated on the American people. But I'm going to start with a question to you. And do you believe that four Boeings crashed on September 11th, 2001?
Well, believe is not a good word to use in that. I'm not sure that when I go into that with my children, okay, I'm not so sure that I will go into the details as much as I wish to go into the fact it's an example of a lie, horrific lie, because there's so much in 9/11, Joel, that was all a lie. I don't know what part I would take. Maybe I would just take the easy way and said, did you know that Building 7, did you know there was another building that fell that day? Because most people don't know that.
Okay, but that's further into the ordeal. But the whole 911 started out with an alleged plane crash. And my point is that if we could get across that. Now, first of all, have you and your husband researched the empirical evidence that would prove that the planes did or did not crash? Have you researched that?
I have looked into that, yes.
Okay, because I have looked into it for 15 years, and I can pretty much prove that the whole plane theory is an egregious lie.
Right.
And the empirical evidence backs that up. And that is rather than jumping way forward to Building 7, it starts right out with fake airplane crashes, and that shows you that the entire 911 was a hoax, and that we were really not even attacked, because that is what it's all based upon, is the attack. And if there was no planes, there was no attack. And if you throw out all the emotion that they came up with, like the people on the planes and all that, and the emotional light the candle thing, the empirical evidence, whether it was possible or not, that is what counts. And if it was physically impossible, and if it was the only empirical evidence they have is the footage of Flight 175 going into the second tower, and that could be torn apart.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of ways to take that on, and I think that you're talking about, if you were going to take it on, you would take it on from the strength that you have from your own research, and that would be a good way to do it. I mean, because when we do it, we need to do it convincingly and gently, but it needs to be done. That lie. And incidentally, Joel, if you listen to the documentary, I listened to a talk a woman gave about the attack on the Pentagon, and she's absolutely right. Attacking buildings in New York would not mean that the country was at war, but to attack the Pentagon then all of a sudden they can say that they've declared a war on terror. And yes. And I've talked about this on the show, and not too many people are getting it. They need an ongoing war to yes. keep the renewing the permanent state of national emergency that's been in place since 1933. Every year, the guy sitting in the White House files a piece of paper with the Federal Register continuing the ongoing war on terror. He has to do it every year. And that's why they picked this terrorist concept, because there would never be a winner and there'd never be an end.
Right. It's, terrorism itself is a concept. So they declared war against a concept.
Correct.
Yes. You cannot win that. But from my perspective, I start right out with, rather than getting into the minutia of all of the lies about 911, the very first thing that started 911 was an alleged airplane crash into the first tower, and then the second tower. And the second one they allegedly have on film. And that's got to be an indication that the whole 911 thing was a hoax, because we were not attacked. It was just government media complex fooling the people, like they did on your other 10 issues and that other caller's 11th one. We have been scammed. And I do appreciate that you admit that you were, you believed that stuff when you did.
Yeah, I did. I believed every bit of it.
Yes. I appreciate that you admit that. And one more thing. If I'm right, which I know I am, but it's pretty hard to get that across to people because it's such a slam dunk, like you mentioned. Most people cannot handle it. That points out that the people that will not take that up, anyone that will not take that topic up is suspect to me. And there are lots of radio talk show hosts that would not even have this conversation with me. They'd get rid of me.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. Like I said, I knew from day one that was a hoax, and I've been calling for 15 years, and I know I could name them for you, but I won't.
You mean on RBN there are people who don't admit that this was a...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, no. One of them you talked about earlier.
Well, okay. I mean, it's a shame, but I was comfortable with the 10 I picked because I've already looked at enough evidence to prove...
Sure.
All of those 10 things I've been told were a complete lie, and I...
Yeah. And you looked at the evidence, and you found out otherwise.
And yeah. I found out otherwise, and I didn't die, right? It didn't kill me. Learning the truth didn't kill me.
Yeah,
but
there were moments
that I was uncomfortable, but I think once you realize that you've been lied to, then you kind of go with the punches, don't you think, Joel? You don't... It doesn't destroy you to hear another one. You kind of roll your eyes and said, oh, of course, you know.
Oh, sure. I could bring up several more, like the fake gun shootings, like at Sandy Hook and things like that. And yep. there's other people that that Sandy Hook was just one of the many that have been fake.
Right, it is. And that's why I put on the top of my list the media. That's on mm-hmm. the top of my list. Because
it couldn't be done without that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, and I appreciate your point of view. And I hope you have a family, probably, and I hope you have success with your family.
You don't want to hear about that.
Oh gosh, it's not easy, is it? It's difficult.
Oh no.
But we have to do it. I mean, I finally convinced my husband. I said, we are derelict in our obligations to the people we love if we don't find a way to get them out of the matrix and into the truth so that they can figure out what it is they're doing to consent and they can start standing up for themselves in a much better way than they are right now.
Well, with that 911, the airplane thing is one of my tests for a radio talk show host. You passed the test, by the way, because you're still talking to me. But oh, yeah. I would like you, if you ever talk to any of the talk show hosts, you just get their reaction about, you bring that up and get their reaction, and then you analyze that talk show host.
Oh, I can't do that. That would get me in all kind of trouble. Well, we don't all agree, and I think if John tried to get everybody to agree, he wouldn't have enough people to cover his show. I mean, we're all coming from different parts of the country, with different backgrounds. But we try to be pleasant with each other, and I try to support him, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when it
okay.
comes to empirical evidence over emotion, I'll take the evidence every time. So thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Okay, so long.
Okay, bye-bye, Joe. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's take Daryl from Alabama. Daryl, are you there?
Good evening, Al.
Hi.
Yep. Hi, Al. Good evening. This is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hey. Yeah, your topic tonight and your conversation provoked me to call. It's one of my key areas of interest is trying to speak the truth to you know, people that I love and, you know, in the community and my family and stuff. And
yeah.
It's been pretty much ongoing for the last 10-12 years. But listen, just real briefly, just a little bit of my background is that I'm a 30-year experienced in aviation, airline pilot, 121 category airline captain, trainer, multiple type ratings in jets, and I flew the first flight into New York LaGuardia on that following Friday after the that event occurred. Flew right by that smoking hole, and carried 100 stranded passengers out of New York LaGuardia that morning back to Milwaukee. So I got some background here, a little expertise, you might say. I don't want to overblow that, but it is what it is.
Right.
So. So I've been kind of taking notes here, and I want to address a few things that have been said about 9/11 here. You know, if you're trying to help people, you know, you can go back to Operation Northwoods. That was the plan right there, right? You know,
right.
When you look at Operation North, it was all laid out. You know, Kennedy rejected it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
So there's a history here. So now we're laying. You have to build this. You see, this and it goes back to history. I don't like the word history. I like the story. I don't want to know history. I want to know the story. Okay, so words are really important here, and I think they've perverted the word history. I don't think that these are hoaxes. I don't think they're false operation. I think they're or false flags. I think they're controlled. I don't call them that. I call them controlled operations. They're not hoaxes and they're not false flags, in my opinion, because words are important to me. They're controlled operations. I don't know. The hoax and false flag verbiage gives it some artificiality. These things are real. They're really happening, but they're controlled operations. Much like Operation Gladio, and these other, you know, which was a Beatty test in Europe and North Africa and all over that part of the Mediterranean, that part of the world, you know, that was a real thing. It was a controlled operation. So I spend a lot of time thinking about the psychology. I don't want to win arguments. I want to influence people, and that's always my objective is to get into the is to how to influence them. And so I'm listening to you talk about your children, and I've had, you know, some of these same conversations, and what I've found, you know, my background is in adult education. And understanding psychology as it applies to educating and decision-making and building on critical thinking and logic. And, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, empirical data, you know, will not change a mind that's locked up. If they have an anchored position, invested position in reality, you know, empirical data on its face, we want to, you know, if you're already awake, you're a critical thinker, you understand, you went through this, you can't understand why the empirical data won't just jar them out, you know, and bring them to this state of consciousness, but it won't, because they're going to experience spiritual, intellectual, and vertigo. it's an aviation term for you. Their head actually spins. It's like you said, there's this physical manifestation of feeling sick and ill because their perspective, their reality is being shaken, and they will wrap themselves in a protective state of denial, and
okay.
You might even say stupidity.
Well, but here's what I found, Daryl. I agree with what you've said. However, there's two things that I would add. One, I used to think like you. I used to think like you. You open it up, bringing yourself to where they're at. For many years, I felt exactly the same way. I thought the same thing. Okay? Then you share the information. They may still say, I mean, I had a PhD professor look at a 9/11 documentary that I handed him, and he came back and I asked him what he thought of it. He was 65 years old. He was getting ready to retire. He said, mm-hmm. I don't buy it. And I said, what about it don't you buy? He said,
yeah. Right.
I don't buy the whole thing. And I said, why is that? And this is what he said to me. If this is true, then we're in worse shape than I thought we're in. Therefore, I don't believe it. Now, that was an emotional response. Okay. Okay,
yep.
So he said, I choose not to believe it. I knew that the thing that's going to happen next, however, is someone else. That you planted the seed. I planted the seed in his head.
Right.
Now, I have faith. I have faith that somewhere along the way, someone else will add to that seed with another comment, another idea. In other words, mm-hmm. the seed will grow. It probably won't happen at the time the first conversation takes place.
Yep.
But we have to have a little faith that there will be other mm-hmm. people that they're going to meet who will support the truth like we did. That's where I have
faith. Yep. Well, I appreciate it. I completely appreciate what you're saying, and it's not often that you will get somebody that will just have a complete reversal and the aha moment spontaneously, you know, with their exposure to this. You know, this what you're talking about is this sort of. And it varies with different people. A deprogramming has to occur before the reprogramming can take place.
Right.
And that's all there is to it. They can't hold, you know, this goes back to these big terms like cognitive dissonance and things like that. They can't clearly hold these two diametrically opposed concepts and make any kind of sense of it. Hence, they get this vertigo, and a lot of people respond defensively. And it's you know, it goes back to what one of your previous caller said. I agree with is that I try to work on concepts with people, and if I can pry their eyelids open a little bit or their ears with the concepts.
Right.
I try to get people's body language and their head to move forward and get their arms done cross. If you're talking to somebody and they're doing that, it's not working.
Well, I'll tell you something. The other thing, it sounds like you've taken some of these professional programs, and I don't agree with them. I think they sell them to people in the military. They sell them professionally. And I don't agree with him at all, but everybody believes in the neuro-linguistic programming garbage. But what I have found is there's a third way, at least that was true for me. After I got through a couple of the shocks, I found there's a third way to deal with it, and that is to just let it sit for a while. You don't have to pick between concept A or concept B. You can just let it simmer in your head for a while and see what you run across in the future that might influence your position.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about the egregious lies we've been told and how to hopefully bring some of our family members closer to the truth so that they don't become just victimized by a monstrous mess that's going on all around us. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me, Al?
I can hear you now.
Al? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just had one other brief thing here that one of your previous guests brought up. Another one of my key interests is the Second Revolutionary War, which is sometimes called the Civil War, the one we lost. And it's a perfect example of almost everything. It's the root cause. It's the foundation of where we're at, really, in my opinion. They set up this statement. The Civil War was to free black people. The dialectic of that is that it wasn't. It was to enslave all persons, which they did, following on with the dialectics of the 13th and 14th Amendment, which precipitated everything that fell through that, which you and Ingrid do such a great job of presenting. That was the foundation they built that upon.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that is once you get your, if you can get people to understand the dialectic of the 13th and 14th Amendment, you know, then we got this thing.
I don't go back that far, and I probably will never go back that far, because I want them to understand that in 1933, what they need to know is that all got wrapped into what happened in 33, where they created the straw man of all American citizens now have a personhood straw man. If I can get them to just look at the last 100 years, I'd be happy. I'd be thrilled. I'd be tickled pink.
Oh, yeah. No, no. You know, I've actually had really good successes, and some of my best successes have been, you know, when people who know me and they know my background a little bit, so I don't come off as you know, just, you know, crazy Uncle Joe. And, you know, so I'll say, hey, would you care to see some of their own documentation, you know? And they go, well, yeah. So I'll pull out Senate Resolution 62, let them read on page 13 at the top, where it states that all property is the ownership of the United States. Yep. And you know, I've got it highlighted. And when they read that, you can just see their eyes and their whole body just sort of change. Yeah. And they'll go, you know, I always knew there was. So then, you know, then you've got that, you've got that hook in there, because that's their words. That's not me. You know, I have to footnote and back everything up, you know.
Yeah. So, well, and I've had some luck just saying, well, let's take a look at your mortgage that you signed. Why does it call you a tenant?
Right. Wow.
You know what a tenant is? You know, why are they calling you a tenant?
Right. Well, you know, when you make this personal, you know, if you can use that and make it personal, it's, you know, some people just don't want to listen, and I try, but, you know, I do what the Lord said to his apostles. You know, if you give them the word and they won't listen, just, you know, knock the dust from your feet and move on to somebody who will, you know, because it's very important. So I'll jump off. I'll let somebody else get on. But I really appreciate your work, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is our next caller, Ken, is our next caller Susie? All right. Can we say hello to Susie? Susie, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Al. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. First of all, I your list is pretty close to my list.
Wow.
And and I knew a lot about the medical profession because my father was very ill, and he became he went into a whole health program, and in doing so, we really learned about the medical society. And that, I was very young, and I'm in my 70s now. I have not been to a doctor since I was 10.
That's why you're in your 70s now.
And have no intention of going. Anyway, and I'm a transplanted Yank and living in the South. And I love the people of the South. And
okay, hold on, Susie. We're going to a break. It'll be a short one. We'll be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hear what Susie from Arkansas has to add. Susie, what did you want to contribute?
Well, I was just thinking, I have learned a lot listening to your show, because that was probably one of the areas that I may have found myself trusting a little bit.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think it was way back in the 80s that I really began to get a handle on the political situation and all that was going on. And I remember when Clinton was in office, and what was it? It wasn't the Patriot Act. What was it? There was an act passed then, and I got a copy of that and tried to read it. And what I discovered from reading that, you would have had to have about at least five to a half a dozen, at least that many law books around you to refer to in order to make any sense out of it.
Yes.
I mean,
and that's not that's not an accident. They've done this on purpose. You know that.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. But oh, that just aggravated me so, and I thought, man. But anyway, the other thing that, and I was just thinking when you were talking about the medical, I know you've had Dr. Carley on your show, right?
Yeah, that was a while back, yes.
Yeah, she definitely is one to convince you that the, you don't want anything to do with the medical profession. She's really something. And the other thing, I was going to say, most of your callers tonight have certainly brought some really good points. And
yes.
I listened to some shows that I've heard Alan call in before. It always makes me smile when he calls because he usually has something really good to add.
Okay.
And you know, when you listen for a while and you begin to hear the people that call in, it feels like family.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
It does. It feels like family. And in contrast to when you were talking about 911, my brother, bless his heart, he is a Bircher, and he bought the whole thing hook, line, and sinker. And I tried to reach him, and all it did was bring his voice up a bit. And yeah. So I thought, okay. And I just left it. Never said another word. Never tried to, you know, pin it down, put him in a corner or anything like that. And he has come around. This happened with a couple of issues.
Yeah, see, that's what I think happens. I think that, you know, we have to have the faith. You know how I said that. We have to have faith that someone's going to come along behind us.
Yep.
And then we may be the first time they hear it, and they're not ready to hear it. But the next time they may go, wait a minute, you know what? My mom told me that. And is that what you think too? And all of a sudden, they're going to start getting closer to being willing to deal with it. But if someone doesn't open the conversation, then they're just stuck in that matrix, and that's an unsafe place to be.
Well, you know, one of the things that's made it difficult for people, I think, is that they're so brainwashed by the churches, and to think that there's an Israeli connection there, they don't want to see that. They do not want to see that.
My husband was on a rampage. He was going to a lot of events at churches, and he was going after the ministers, trying to get them to admit that their position on war, that they, if they're Christians, they should be anti-war. And boy, he came back, and he was just shaking his head. He said, they aren't going to do that. And I said, no, they're not, because they'd lose their 501(c) funding, 501(c) exemption.
Not
they've
only
been convinced
that
they can't oppose war.
But, you know, at the Revolutionary War, the leaders basically were the Black Robe. In fact, they were called the Black Robe Brigade. And it was the preachers that were teaching people about freedom.
Yep.
And really leading the parade. But
they didn't have a tax exemption to protect.
Exactly. It's so true. Not only that, when they get to the, you know, like I say, nobody wants to think that Israel could be guilty of anything.
No, that's true. And they're actually our worst enemy.
Worse because they pretend to be a friend.
That's right. That is absolutely right. We're giving them money and they're using it against us, so I hope everybody understands that the first person in charge of the Department of Homeland Security was a dual Israeli citizen called Michael Chertoff. Now, why would they put a dual Israeli citizen in charge of United States Homeland Security? Think about it, people.
Right. Not only that, we have so many of them within our government.
Absolutely. And have for a long time, I'm afraid. Well, we have another caller. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Susie?
No, thank you, Al. We could go on and on, but there's no point.
Well, I don't know about that. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the kind words.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tom from Utah. Tom, what did you like to add to all this?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Isn't that the number one lie?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Actually, that is the, you know, that is based upon a couple of other lies that are more ancient than the government. And I hate to say this on the airways, but the number one lie is this: apple is good, it's delicious to the taste, and very desirable.
Yeah,
that's the number one lie.
I don't go back that far. I try to stick with the last century. And if I can get people to look at the last century, I'm happy with that.
Now, I work in pathology, so I'm now a pathological liar. You know, I have to put in this point. You know, you talk about the medical industrial cabal, and I call it that. I was a part of it for many years. And the number one lie that we sell to humanity is that we are the professionals and you are the clients or the dependents, and we must take care of you. So that based on that same thing, I am the government. I'm right. Here to help you. I'm your physician. I'm here to help you. Actually, I'm here to help myself to your wallet.
Yep. Yep.
But
my husband's a retired physician. And he warns people all the time when they say, well, I'm going to do that. And he says, do you have good insurance? And they'll say, well, yeah. And he said, well, they're probably going to get more from you than just that then. It's like.
Right. I went into medicine as a young man thinking that I was going in to help save lives. But it didn't take very long for me to find out that it was the corporate medicine, and it was about making money. So a lot of my fellows and I left it in about the 70s.
Yeah.
There was a shift that occurred. But quite frankly, the hijacking of medicine occurred back in the early 1800s when William Rockefeller established the AMA. Most people don't know that.
Absolutely.
My dear friend, who's now passed away, Eustace Mullins. I don't know if you ever read his works, Murder by Injection.
Yes. But, were you a friend of his?
Yes. In fact, I converted Eustace into a hardcore vegan.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I should say that term on your radio show, but I told Eustace, you know, I said, you've exposed the pharmaceutical fraud medicine is based upon, at least current medicine. But I said the real purpose of medicine began when, or the real premise for medicine began when man left the garden and walked into the slaughterhouse. See, as a pathologist, I will tell you that every disease issue I ever identified in my lab, we knew from my work that it came from the animal kingdom. And there's no virus or bacteria or parasite that you obtain that brings you any harm if you're consuming from the garden. So the oldest lie, I tell people, the oldest lie is that man must have flesh to live. And based upon that infraction of creation's program, you were created in a garden, if you believe in the Genesis, or you were created through evolution, if you believe in Darwin. Either way, the program is still the same. When man walks across that threshold into the slaughterhouse, he is subject to the infections and the viruses, all the disease issues that come from that error. Deanna Spindola has had me on her show before, but I didn't want to talk about that, but I just have to tell you that the basis for medicine is the fact that man is stupid and is willing to offend his own body. That's based upon the fraud that you're referring to through the media. Because right. What do you hear on the media?
Right.
You know, milk is the perfect food. Well, it is for babies if you're consuming the milk of your own species.
Right.
My family grew up. Okay, go ahead.
I can appreciate that. I do think that we have another caller, and I do understand there's a lot of people who are absolute vegetarians, and I think I've known a lot of really, really healthy vegetarians. So I'm not going to disagree with you, but if I could get my children to at least come close to understanding some of the lies they've been told, and the medical profession's a big one, I would be really happy before I start to change the way they eat. Right now, they go to these doctors and they take the medication, and I'm having a hard time convincing them to look at alternatives. I mean, that's been my goal right now, is to get them to consider alternatives to pharmaceutical products.
One of the techniques you might use on discouraging them or encouraging them to understand the problem with medication is ask them what happens if the economy goes flat and Rite Aid and all the pharmacies close their doors. Where does that leave you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
My terror is that the economy will collapse, the supply of drugs will be terminated, and a third of the population will be dead within weeks.
Well,
simply
I,
because they can't get to their medications.
Yeah, but some of them are going to do that. What's amazing is some of them are going to find out when they don't take their medications, they actually feel better.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for. So I've got another caller in just a few minutes left. Can I? Would you wrap it up so I can get to one more caller?
Yeah, one thing that I want to expose is another federal lie. I've paid the price. I'm now blind, broke, and homeless as a whistleblower. Let me put it this way. I've lost my home.
Oh.
But I identified the poisoning of 34 million, so I wanted to flag you and everybody to go to a website called poisoningthepoor.com. You'll see a federal program put in place to enact the number one dictum of the Georgia Guidestones. And what is that? To reduce the population, right?
What are you good talking about, Obamacare?
Well, no. Obamacare comes from 1976. A law was put in place that put the lowest or the poorest and most humble people of America at the greatest risk. And they wanted to sicken or eliminate them, and I exposed that. I paid the price.
Wow.
But every family living under the control of HUD.
Oh, well, that would be a good show to talk about.
HUD was the technique used by the Kissinger friends to eliminate the poorest of the poor. So go to the website poisoningthepoor.com or infanticideusa.com, and you'll see what Diana had me speak about, too.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, thanks for calling in. We'd like to take one more thought before we end the program. I will check that out. I appreciate that information. Thank you. Okay, Michael, can you get a few words in? We've only got 2 minutes.
Hey, Al. Thanks again for a great show. I wanted to especially thank you for having the courage to say that the history that we've learned of World War II and the Jewish Holocaust are big lies. I mean, that
yes.
takes a lot of courage because everybody's so radically brainwashed about that. And
yep.
in the last minute, I was hoping that you might go through the top 10 list quickly again.
Okay, I'll be happy.
You don't have to explain it. Just I want to hear which ones they are again.
Okay, the media, number one, TV news and commentary. Number two, Federal Reserve. Number three, the United States is the sovereign nation, which it's not. It's a corporation. Number four, we vote to elect those who represent us in government, and they don't. Number five, 9/11 was a Muslim terrorist attack on America. We all, RBN people, I'm sure, know that the 9/11 story is a lie. Number six, the law of the land of the United States is not the Constitution. It is the Uniform Commercial Code. That's important for people to understand. That's how they're getting hooked. They're signing up for things and they don't even know it. Number seven, climate change is real, but it's being done with exotic weapons. It is not because we're driving our cars. Number eight, the field of medicine is not about healthcare. It's about profit. Number nine, World War I and II were a result of German aggression. Not true. Number 10, the Holocaust was the intentional murder of 6 million Jews. Not true. Holocaust means burnt offering. Those who were murdered were burnt up in Dresden and other cities with firebombing done by the Allies. So there is your real Holocaust.
Did Excellent. I get them all in? Thanks. I got them that time. I had about 6 out of 7, so I got the others, as you said them just now.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps, because you may have other ones. The listeners may have other ones. That's just the ones that I picked that I thought were the top most important at the moment. And so I hope everybody has a nice Sunday and a pleasant weekend. And stay tuned and listen to our prayer. We have a musical visioning prayer with lovely song, lovely music to help us image and envision the world we know our children deserve, the world we know we deserve. We're going to use our heart and our imagination to picture the world we want. Good night, everyone, and we'll be back next Saturday.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.